is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 44. This is coming to you live from Canada on the farm, and we'll speak to you soon.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Holding your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight.
Hello, and it's Tim. This is Tim from Radio Clash, usually from the UK, but at the moment coming to you almost live from Canada. You can probably hear the critics. All the critics love you. All the crickets love you in Canada. You can probably hear the crickets in the background. I must apologise. I'm very snotty at the moment. You're probably saying too much information, but. I seem to be suffering from, a combination of probably a bit too much dust in the house and maybe tonsillitis or flu or cold or something. So it's a bit bleh. But it's beautiful weather here. It's about, early in the day it was about 25 degrees. We'll talk about that shortly in the show. I've got a little discussion with Greg. Talking about sort of Canada and some of the things around here, friend Greg. So I'm staying with my friends Doug and Greg on the farm in Ontario, or southwest Ontario, and it's going well. It's going very well. I arrived in Detroit on the Friday, then sort of stayed over for a night, then came up on the VRL on the Saturday, so I'll probably have drop in a few little bits here and there from that I recorded on the way on the plane. I think, was that a car? My god, it's Labor Day at the moment. It's the Monday, it's Labor Day in Canada, so I think probably in the US as well, so I actually get a few cars through here. Usually it's about six a day, so no, it's been going well. Haven't really been doing very much except lazing, stroke slotting around, it's been a good trip so far. I do hope it just means I'm not actually going to get unwell. And I mean, the amazing thing about this area is the quietness, but also it just looks so kind of placid, but also quite European as well. And as I said, a flight into Detroit with no problems, but had 45 minutes getting into the new US visit program. Had a nightmare with the security, just literally just queuing up 45 minutes to get the sort of the two index fingers, sort of fingerprints and a picture. And it was all very much. I think just the organisation was just terrible. I think they could have done a lot better. It could be a lot better organised. So, what we're going to do on this programme is I'm going to play a few tunes I heard on the way over, but I'm also going to... It's going to be mainly a random show. I do apologise, but I haven't really had much time to listen to my iPod much. So it's going to be a few America-related songs. I actually don't have any Canada-related songs, so you're lucky there. No Celine Dion, no Bryan Adams. But it should be some interesting stuff, and also drop in sort of bits from my trip. So it won't be just me talking all the time. There'll be some brief, and they are brief, apart from the one recorded earlier, reports from travelling over. Hopefully it'll be this podcast, and I might do one other depending on how I feel, maybe up in Toronto, if we head up to Toronto for a couple of days, or in San Francisco. I've kept it very, very fluid, especially as unfortunately the partner of one of the people I'm staying with, Bob and Marty, Marty's not been very well. Thankfully he's alright, and I saw him on Friday and Saturday, and he was fine. Just sort of problems with his legs, circulation due to diabetes, but he's fine. But that was a bit of a kind of a last minute, like, oh no. And there's been a few of those on this trip, so I'm just trying to keep it very, very kind of very relaxed and not trying to rush around and do loads of things. So I'll play a tune now, I think. I'll speak to you shortly, and I'll tell you what the tune is, because I don't actually know at the moment. Okay, see you in a minute.
Getting a lot of countryside.
So it's not really that different, but certainly the trains are quite different, and the kind of trains you have to walk up the steps, and sort of silver type trains, so it's very kind of different. So we're sort of motoring at high speed. I'm talking in the toilet because otherwise there's people in the carriage and I think I'm a strange person talking to myself. And so I'm on the way to see Doug and Greg. I'll be there in probably about 45 minutes. It's been a good journey so far. Had a breakfast at Bob Evans, which is like a southern diner, so I had kind of like biscuit with sausage gravy, and it's kind of like the southern American version of a greasy spoon. And had dinner last night at a very, very nice restaurant. Again, it seems to be a southern flavour at the moment. It was a I forget where it was, but it was a Roundhouse, the Roundhouse in Detroit. So it's been pretty good so far. Sort of well rested, and excuse me while I flush. It's been pretty cool so far. And that is all, definitely.
America, your head's too big. Because America, your belly is too big. And I love you, I just wish you'd stay where you is. Oh, 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 in America, the land of the free, they said, of opportunity.
That was Morrissey with America Is Not the World from the You Are the Quarry album, his last album. And I must say, when I heard that on the way over when I was actually about to fly, and it really, really, I just thought that was so appropriate. It kind of details my whole sort of approach to what America's like. And what's that? Oh, it's me. It's me. It kind of details what, you know, how I feel about America. That it's while there still is this thing about minorities, like what's been happening in New Orleans. Then America is not the world. It seems to think it's the world, and Morrissey actually lives there in L.A. And I think I feel the same sort of similar kind of way, that I like the dichotomies. I like the differences in what it sort of what it stands for, and the fact that there's all these contradictions. I actually like them. A lot of people I know really hate America. I like America, but it's I like it for some quite strange reasons. I like it because of the guns and because of what's going on. Not that they're good things. But I find them interesting. It's an interesting place. That certainly in Canada do they hate the Americans? Well, certainly there's a strained history, strained relationship. And sorry for the metallic noises, because you're actually at the moment you are, dear listener, sitting on a mailbox. Is that someone calling me? No. An apology for the wind noise. It's so quiet here, and it's just sort of in early evening. Sort of the sun's quite low. I'm just looking out onto the fields, and you can of course hear the crickets. But yeah, America. I find America interesting. America's sort of so many interesting contradictions. The only thing that stopped me from wanting to work there or live there, like Morrissey does, is Bush, and that's a bit of a nightmare. And this whole thing with New Orleans is, I posted how I felt on the blog, but it's just a whole big fuck up. And I don't know what I can say, really. I agreed with what Kanye West said, that George Bush hates black people, because I can't see any of the reason for the delay in what happened. I mean, it's not as if they haven't had warning. It's not as if they haven't had things where they've been attacked. I mean, they've been attacked with 9/11. They should have had a preparedness for evacuation and things like that for a long time. It's not like it's just suddenly happened and like 9/11, you can see that was just something you wouldn't expect. But something like a hurricane hitting New Orleans, oh, who'd have thought? The levees breaking, who'd have thought? You know, it's not exactly, I hate to say it, but it's not exactly rocket science. And with all the money and all the troops being, well, some of the troops and some of the money being diverted to Iraq, it just seemed to be a disaster waiting to happen. But it's appalling. We were watching the pictures on the BBC World News last night, and it was just shocking. It's what can you say? But it makes me so angry, because I think it felt so racist. What was the response? It was just the lack of care. Like, oh, who gives a shit? They're just they're poor people, and not only they're poor people, but they're mostly black. You know, who cares? It might be wrong, but that was my first response. Actually, no, my first response was actually that Bush had managed to get away with this thing with Cindy Sheehan and the whole thing in Texas by a natural disaster again. Like with 9/11, he was very low in the polls, and 9/11 happened, and voila, instant celebrity. He just sort of appear on television wringing your hands and looking suitably sort of shocked and depressed or whatever, you know, and up go your ratings. We managed to fuck this one up as well. So I'm going to play a mashup, then I'm going to play some of the... Oh, I didn't tell you what the song was before then. The song before then was Mary Lou Lord's version of Jump, which is a really nice acoustic version. And Mary Lou Lord was the other woman in Kurt Cobain's life, which of course is a movie called Last Days, which is based on his life. I've been getting mixed reviews, but no, she was the other woman. She, Courtney Love hates her, but she does like a sort of similar kind of territory to Elliot Smith did, but sort of female, but certainly that's a very nice cover of Jump. So goodbye for the moment from me and the crickets. I'm going to play a mashup, and then I'll play some audio from recorded earlier with Greg. Okay, I'll see you in a minute. It's actually, I was quite surprised when I got here, it's actually a working farm, and it's, as I say, it's in Ontario. Well, it's a big state, I can't really say exactly where it is, but it's not too far from, it's between Windsor and Toronto, I'll say that, but it's beautiful weather. It's been 25 degrees. It's been a little chilly at night, I would say. But they have that, the house is very sort of self-cooling, it's insulated, and of course they have those little sort of screens on the windows, which I wish I had in the UK, which make it a very nice and cool and insect-free. You can hear all the insects and the birds, so it's beautiful weather. Only a little bit of wind. And it's, I have to say though, it's Monday, oh, was it Monday the 7th? Monday, it'll be Monday the 5th. And it's in the afternoon. I will say that I've seemed to be developing tonsillitis, so I'm sort of recording this while I can, just in case I lose my voice, which would not be fun. So I'm sort of heavily gargling with razor blades. No, heavily gargling with salt water or mouthwash, and taking loads of aspirin, trying to fend it away. So I'm just walking outside and sort of at the corner of the field. They have sheep here. Not sheep, you would have a lot of, make a lot of noise. Actually, very quiet sheep. There's about 11 sheep. Hello. I'm podcasting.
Are you there?
I'm recording.
Not that much to record, is there?
Well, I'm just recording what I've... recording the traffic.
Well, that was it for today then.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the second one, surprisingly. Sudden rush hour.
Yeah, space
sleep is good. But I was just saying about sort of arriving and what, you know, what it's like and the weather and everything.
It's pretty actually, you can't hear any of the trains going past on the CPR line.
I know, I was kind of hoping there might be one soon.
Should we walk up and see the tracks there?
Yeah.
Or head to the car actually.
I know. There seems to be a lot of activity up there.
It's strange, isn't it?
How many cars an hour do you get up here? Cars a day? I thought it was about six or something.
Six or seven, yeah. It's very busy today for a Monday as well. It's odd.
Well, it's Labour Day, isn't it?
Oh, of course. People are travelling into town and in the village and
yeah,
other bits and pieces.
This is Greg, by the way.
Oh, hello. Hello. Hello, hello world.
Hello.
Tim, I had to point this out, but you're not actually the world.
Yeah,
you're just my conduit to the world.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, it's in this lonely place.
Well, I'm quite lonely.
Yeah.
Self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient, but...
Exactly.
But if we see Zach the dog, we'd like to go, no!
No, we have to go into teacher mode.
Yes, because we had this thing where we had a... there's a little Jack Russell on the next farm, and it's supposed to cross the tracks, and it... sort of followed us across, and we weren't stern enough in saying no.
Though I think, in Zach's defence, he was being driven mad by rampant horniness.
Yes.
As soon as he saw me.
He was horny for Greg.
Not
very horny.
Not the first time I picked up a dog in my life, it has to be said. Look at that! In this is on the dirt track, well, the gravel path, the gravel road. You can see the dust kicked up by the truck that just went past.
I know.
I wonder if we were to pick up the crickets.
It will, but this will pick up crickets, yeah, I can hear it.
Okay. Oh, you're pretending it's the wind.
Yeah, I'm trying to, because it's interesting, because like, there's a little bit of wind. Maybe I should just walk backwards, but then I might get run over.
It's okay, I'll keep an eye out for you. And besides, I can always say, oh, he's English, he's just walking along the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, so I was just explaining very loosely where we were.
Okay. I suppose the best way to describe it is that we're in southwest Ontario.
Yeah.
Between London and Toronto.
Yes, that's basically. I said Windsor and.
Yeah.
But it's very, very good weather for this time of year.
It's gorgeous. But this is about average for the autumn here, apparently.
What, 25? Is it 25 or is it a bit more?
25 degrees.
Yeah.
Very flat countryside, big blue sky, almost utterly cloudless. The sun is quite intense.
Yes, I've been not spending too much time out here without
about some protection?
Yes. Ooh, what protection?
Yes. Yes, I believe your son's factory is a lead-lined box, isn't it? And to our left, there's the whistling and rustling fields of soy, which looks to me rather like heather, but I'm a townie.
Well, most of the soy looks like it's dead, but that's what it's supposed to.
No, that's a way of discouraging potential birds who would eat it up otherwise. And to our right is some rather French-looking yellow stuff.
French-looking yellow stuff?
Yes, not mustard.
Are you expecting one of the impressionists to come along and go, ooh, dot, 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 dot,
dot? Absolutely. Mind you, the puppy probably would be Flanders. I mean, the first thing about coming, when I first arrived here, was just the strange feeling of I'm in the middle of a living cliché.
A living cliché?
Yes, well, you know, the straight roads, the telegraph poles on the right-hand side of the road going into the vanishing point on the horizon, the sense of rural isolation.
There we are.
Just hear the train. That's Canadian National Rail, which is nowadays Via Rail. We've just come up from it now to the Canadian Pacific Railway, which is rather sad in a way because there's only one track here. And in its heyday, there were three tracks here.
Ah.
Linking Canada from Shining Sea to Shining Sea.
Shining Sea to Shining Sea. Just double check, yes.
Oh, it's a Canadian cliche.
Shining Sea, why is it shining?
Because it's bright and gleaming.
Not because it's
like,
good.
Like the hopes of Canada for the 20th century.
Not because all playing, all.
Shh. Stand still. We can actually hear. I don't know if it picks up on the microphone, but you can actually hear the train, which is about 3 miles away.
Yeah, it should pick up the horn at least.
You can hear the train running, but it's not the horn.
Yeah.
That's how quiet it is out here.
Oh, fuck.
You hear the train 3 miles away.
Wow. It is a fucking noisy train, though. You can hear the horns constantly when you're actually on it. It's like, it's like taking a train ride with someone, a really bad driver that honks the horn all the time.
Wow, I just face
it. I assume it's because it's open track, there's a lot of possible cattle, sheep, suicide attempts.
Yes,
cars.
There's that, but also as well, if you think about it, you're on a perfectly straight piece of track, and we're now standing between the two rails of the Canadian Pacific Railway, and you're a driver. There aren't many stations because it's freight only, so what else is there to do apart from read the newspaper?
And honk your horn.
And honk your horn, I mean, that's about it, really.
Wow.
Oh, one interesting scandal you might like is that a few years ago, I think it was Canadian Pacific or Canadian National, one of the two, they employed a driver who was narcoleptic.
Oh.
And, well, the thing is, the management didn't know, but all the co-workers knew. And there's quite a little agreement, though. We don't talk about Fred's little problems. And so he regularly put a brick or something on his dead man's handle.
Oh, shit.
Which, of course, isn't really a euphemism for what you'd like it to be. But, and of course, the guard was in the caboose at the rear of the train. And suddenly realised, oh, we've just gone through where we were meant to stop. And had no way of getting to the driver's cab, so the train carried straight on and drove straight into a passenger train.
Shit.
It was something of a scandal.
Was many people killed?
Quite a few, I forget the numbers, but it was not a very nice experience for either of the rail companies. And of course, even worse was the fact that you had you had individuals in the railway companies hiding the fact that someone should not have been anywhere near a train cab.
Well, what's amazing is the fact that, because it's a freight train, you've got no way of getting to the cab.
That's, exactly.
That's stupid.
So, of course, you know, the guy in the caboose was just sitting there going, shit, 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 how the hell do I actually get out of this in one piece?
Yeah.
Fairly terrifying, really.
Well, which is keep at the back and
well, hope get you ready to jump. Hope you don't come off the rails either at too high a speed.
Yeah.
And again, it's very strange sort of standing between the tracks. You can see right into the horizon of two tracks merge into the vanishing point again.
Yeah, and you see the heat shimmer as well.
Oh, yes. In fact, when I'm cycling along the main highway, Highway 80, back to the farm, you actually see heat haze on the road causing these sort of almost like mirage effects of little puddles.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I didn't see it at the moment, but I saw that when we were walking up before. I saw that in the distance.
Should we walk on a little bit more? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, here's Zach.
Yeah.
Zach is... Oh dear, he sounds very horny today.
He likes you.
Well, that's true, but then again, there's not a lot I can do about that, really, is there? I've just got animal magnetism.
Yeah.
Like the dragon's a whip, I snap attack. Front to back, in this thing called rap. Jingle like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Right in the face, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night all the time. 7-14, rise divine. Maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen. It's a copywritten lyrics so they copywritten lyrics so they copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen. It's a copywritten lyrics so they copywritten lyrics so they copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen. It's a copywritten lyrics so they copywritten lyrics so they copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen. It's a copywritten lyrics so they copywritten.
You're listening to Radio Clash. We'll be right back.
That was Baby I Love You with it was McSleazy with the Ronettes versus Arab Strap. And before that was I Snap the Casbah, which is a mix of many things, including Snap and The Clash by Josh Console by Cranmer Console. And that brings us to the end of this week's or today's show. With the very annoying hum. Stop humming. Oh, anyway. I hope you enjoyed it. It's been pretty cool. You can find out more about Radio Clash at the Radio Clash blog, which is www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I want Skype or Gizmo me at the moment because I'm seriously away. I'm not going to get back into the UK until the 12th. Hopefully should upload this tonight, so you should be able to hear this, and I'll see you soon. I might podcast to you from either San Francisco or Detroit. I don't know, it depends how I feel, but I hope you enjoyed all the little ambiance of today's show with all the crickets and everything in the background. It's now night. I'm going to play out with a cover version, pretty funny cover version that I've heard over at MuppetPasta.org, which is a music blog run by the Reverend Menagerie, and it's a cover which apparently was used in a film. I've only just found it online and downloaded it, so I haven't really checked it out, but it's by Armit and Dweezil Zappa, and it's their cover of Baby Hit Me One More Time. Bye.
One more.
sense, just cycle.
Yeah.
Of course, I think you've got views on cycling, haven't you?
Yes, it's something I...
For a Marxist eco-warrior, you're a bit of a...
I don't like cycling in the dark, especially on roads like this.
Yes, it's quite a typical car for this part of the country. It's a Ford pickup.
Yes, with blacked-out windows, which always makes me think of Duel.
No, you're quite okay, because I'm sure that Ford was built in Canada.
Oh, right.
So it'd be a nice, peace-loving Canadian Ford.
You've not seen the movie Duel, have you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yes.
Dennis Weaver, that is...
It's Spielberg's first movie.
Yes, I know, but Dennis Weaver's... Well, High Point suggests he had other points in his career, but I don't think he did.